Joining me now is Jared Hodgkins. Jared, well, from a Harriers player's point of view, must be mightily disappointed. Just two shots for the visitors and one of those hitting the back of the net and it's all over.
So frustrating being a footballer at this time of year, and we're on the back of a good run, four games unbeaten, and then we come at home and we feel strong at home, and then we walk out onto the pitch and it's not the best. And like you said, the opposition have two or three shots, and we have about 15 shots, and we end up losing the game. So frustrating being a footballer sometimes.
Some of the build-up play was good. Do you think it was the experience, perhaps, yes, of Harriers? They had a youthful-looking side, and they had to make changes from the victory over Forest Green.
We did have a youthful side, and I don't want to make excuses, and I don't want to make excuses about the pitch either. But I still can't fathom how we lost the game. A couple of good chances, like a couple of open goals as well, innit? Berners had one that has managed to block on the line. I think we had another one as well. I can't quite remember which one it was. So I don't think youthfulness has got much to do with it, really. I just think we were really unlucky today.
Sometimes it happens, doesn't it? You're trying to build on the back of a good result. You know, people will say that the surface wasn't great, and as you've already alluded to, you can't make excuses about that. But some would say the fact that Harriers like to knock the ball about, you couldn't knock the ball about on that pitch.
Definitely not, and I know the fans might be used to seeing good football and stuff, but there's just no chance of playing football on this pitch. So what we try to do is play in the right areas, play in their last third, and see what we can do from there. I mean, Marvin's got a set of a few holes this season, and it was a shame he couldn't do it today, but that's just football at the end of the day. We roll our sleeves up, and we've got Forest Green again next week, and we'll go again and we'll get 3 points there.
That's it. You've got Forest Green coming now on New Year's Day. A great performance down at the New Lawn. You'll need to repeat that again, you know, to get 3 points here at Agra.
Definitely. I think a few players were a yard off it today, and I'll be honest, I felt a yard off it. Two games in 3 days is hard work, especially on, again, that pitch, and Forest Green was quite heavy as well down there, the pitch was. So it is tough going, but I'm not making excuses. We shouldn't have lost that game, and that's the end of it. We should have come away today with a 0-0, worst case scenario, and we didn't.
Disappointed the players in the dressing room, Jared. You know, you're obviously expressing your feelings.
Probably the same as me. They're so frustrated. There's not much I can say to you. It's just frustration all through the dressing room, and we'll have to roll our sleeves up, train hard this week, and go again on New Year's Day.
And you'll be welcome against your former club as well. First chance to play or have Forest Green here since you joined Harriers, so you'll be hoping to put a good show in again.
Yeah, definitely. I still can't get this game out of my head today, though. I'm probably killing your interview here, but I just can't get it out of my head. Just can't fathom how we lost the game. All credit to Southport, they made it hard for us, they slowed the game down and stuff, but frustration.